ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, the United Nations has called for an independent and transparent investigation after the reported discovery of mass graves in and around two hospitals in Gaza. The UN's human rights chief, Volker Türk, says he's horrified by the reports, with the spokesperson for the organisation's High Commissioner for Human Rights describing some bodies apparently bound and stripped of their clothes. That spokesperson, Ravina Shamdasani, joins me now. Ravina, welcome to Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Ravina, can you take us through what actually has been found and what you know as fact about these people who have died, who they are and how they were buried?
No, thanks for covering this important story. You know, in the context of the conflict in Gaza, what has been very difficult is to verify information. What we have received is credible reports that bodies were found in mass graves in both Al-Shifa Hospital compound and the Nasser Hospital compound. It is unclear exactly how these people were killed, whether they were killed in the conduct of hostilities or whether these were actually summary executions. What is really worrying is that some of the bodies were reportedly found with their hands bound, which of course indicates more than just, you know, killings in the conduct of hostilities. So we're very concerned about these, and we are insisting on an international investigation into these reports.
I'll ask you about that investigation in just a moment. What scale are we talking about here? How many bodies have been reported to have been found?
Yeah, now again, it's very difficult to verify exact numbers, but we are talking about hundreds of bodies. If you add up the numbers in Al-Shifa compound and in Al-Nasser compound. And these are reports that came out between the 18th and the 22nd of April. But subsequently, we've heard that even more bodies have been dug up.
And can you just explain your concern around the scale of what has been found?
Well, there are so many elements here. Now, first of all, hospitals are protected facilities under international humanitarian law. They enjoy a special protection. These are hospitals that were attacked severely by Israeli airstrikes. The other concern is the number of people who have been killed and the unclear circumstances in which they've been killed and the lack of any proper investigation into what happened. Now, this is, unfortunately, it's a climate of impunity that has prevailed in this region even before October the 7th, which is why we're insisting on an international investigation.
Yeah.
You know, history shows that that Israel does not investigate properly its own conduct, even in the face of very serious allegations.
So is that why your office, the office of the UN High Commissioner, is calling for this internal investigation to be independent and not run by the Israeli government?
No, exactly. The Israeli government has an obligation to determine exactly what happened. They were there. They should be able to access evidence and establish the facts. So the obligation is theirs. But just given the climate of impunity, unfortunately, we don't have much faith that such an investigation would be independent, transparent, and lead to an outcome where people are actually held accountable for their actions.
So then what do you think should the scope of this investigation be?
Well, we have been pushing for access. Access for us as the UN Human Rights Office, but also for the Independent Commission of Inquiry on the occupied Palestinian territories. As you may be aware, the International Criminal Court is also engaged on the situation in Palestine, and we would urge for them to be granted access as well.
Mm-hmm. Will you be seeking responses from all sides here, Palestinians, Hamas and Israel? And what will you do if you're not satisfied with their participation?
We have been seeking responses. We've put these reports directly to the Israeli authorities as well. And we are trying to get more information from different sources on the ground. Unfortunately, we haven't had a response yet, which is adequate, but we will continue to push. You know, the risk is that there's such a litany of horrors and of reports of violations throughout this conflict that even violations of this scale just you know, they're seen as a blip. They slip under the radar and they're not followed up on. Well, we are insisting that they need to be followed up on, and we will continue to advocate for this.
Ravina Shamdasani is the chief spokesperson for the UN Human Rights Office, here discussing the office's calls for an investigation into the discovery of two mass graves at hospitals in Gaza. Ravina, do you have any idea what will happen to the bodies in these graves now?
No, we don't have any idea what will happen. What we do understand generally in Gaza is that given the scale of the number of killings, the number of bodies that are still trapped under the rubble, unfortunately, proper burials have not been possible. And this, of course, is a violation of the rights of the victims themselves and their families. To receive, for the bodies to be treated with dignity and with humanity.
What is the likelihood, Ravina, that there could be similar sites to this in Gaza?
Unfortunately, we have reports that there are many graves which contain, you know, multiple bodies. Again, given the situation there, given the scale of the killings, and given the traditions, the religious traditions that require prompt burial of the bodies, there are many graves with multiple bodies. What's particularly worrying in the case of mass graves like this is that these are unidentified individuals. Their families may not be aware of their whereabouts, and they may have been killed in circumstances that amount to war crimes. Mass graves always raise the question of whether there was something to hide in particular, which is why these bodies were buried altogether. These are among our many concerns.
What does the scale of these sites say about the intensity of the war?
It speaks volumes to the apparent lack of respect for international humanitarian law, both in the conduct of hostilities, when airstrikes are carried out. Are they carried out with respect for the principles of proportionality, distinction, with adequate care taken to spare civilians? It raises serious questions about that. It also raises questions about the conduct of Israeli troops on the ground, whether there are intentional targeted killings of civilians as well.
While your office is trying to confirm and verify the information that you have so far and also seek out new information, a key concern for groups like yourselves, as well as people around the world, is the verification of this information that is coming out of Gaza and from Israel. If I can ask you, what are your thoughts on the official statements that we're receiving from both sides?
Verification is a big problem in any war, but in this one in particular, as you know, access is very limited to Gaza. International journalists also do not have access to Gaza. And we don't. I mean, we've been present in the region for more than a decade. And even in previous conflicts in Gaza, we have managed to remain there and be able to document exactly what's happening by visiting sites and by interviewing witnesses, by interviewing victims themselves. In this case, it's very difficult. We're having to do most of the work remotely. We're having to corroborate information, you know, without actually having the benefit of being on the ground. But the problem is that even though the information is not fully verified, it's important not to shy away from speaking about it. What is clear is that a lot of people have been killed. The Israeli Defense Forces themselves have said that more than 200 people were killed during the attack on the Al-Shifa complex. So that is clear. There's no doubt about that. Mm. What is not clear is the circumstances in which these people were killed, whether these were lawful, unlawful, whether they were serious violations of international humanitarian law. And this is where we need to insist that the facts need to be established and there needs to be accountability. Just because we're not able to fully verify the information does not mean that we should not talk about it, that we shouldn't raise the alarm about it.
On to the issue of famine in Gaza, there have been warnings for months that it's imminent, if not already there, particularly in the north. USAID has said that it's imminent as well. Do you have an idea of whether actually we're there yet, and if that point has been tipped? And what is the status for people getting food there? We know that some of these corridors had been opened up, then they shut, then they open up again. What is it like there?
Yeah, on the qualification of famine, that's a matter for the IPC. It's not a matter for us. What we do know is that there have already been deaths due to starvation and due to malnourishment, particularly of children, of newborns, of lactating mothers as well. So the situation is dire. We're also seeing serious lack of adequate food and of clean water. I think you may have seen the images of people rushing to receive airdrops of aid. And in rushing to receive these airdrops, people have been injured. People have even jumped into the sea. People who don't know how to swim have jumped into the sea to be able to receive whatever aid they can for their families. Yeah. I think that tells us everything we need to know about the availability of food and other essential needs for the people of Gaza.
Yeah. It's a dire situation indeed. Ravina Shamdasani, Chief Spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for covering the story. Thanks.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.